All righty, let's check on the oil. Price of oil, nice rebound. Again, I think pre-market down to $94 a barrel. Look at this, back over $100. You can say what you want about high oil prices, but when it gets hammered, it seems like stocks get hammered too. The impact on gasoline, well, a gallon of regular holding steady for the second day in a row, sitting just below $4, $3.98. A gallon of diesel, that's staying flat as well, $4.16. We pulled off, we were down a little bit from the open, but now we're charging ahead. Looks like the rally's getting a second win. Obviously, we're going to keep an eye on it, but still, look at that board. Intel, still lagging, still holding us behind. What's going on with Intel? Maybe it'll get up there before the day is over. All right, time now for a headline from the company. Tracy, you're up.
All right, so Charles, tomorrow, May 7th, a Utah law goes into effect that will allow gold to become an official usable currency. So, presuming the merchants buy on to this, you can go into a store, take your gold coins, and actually purchase products with it. Now, they passed this law. The House is actually also making an attempt to exempt the sale of gold coins from state capital gains tax, which is kind of cool, just to get more people in on this. So, I talked yesterday to David Morgan, the publisher of the Morgan Report on Metals, and he just said that he doesn't think this is a trend. It's just a statement at best. I mean, people, I don't think, are going to forsake dollars to go buy.
And you chip it off a little bit. Like, remember they said you use the bits back in the day, go in and buy sarsaparilla with a bit, you know?
But if I may, there are other states that actually have this on the table. New Hampshire, Virginia, Idaho, South Carolina, Missouri, Washington, all talking about potentially allowing gold to become a usable currency in their state. Will it happen? I don't know. Right now in Utah, though, it is voluntary for you to pay with coins, voluntary for the merchant to accept them. So you have to find a merchant who's willing to do this, but it's certainly making a statement.
That's fascinating. It is making a statement.
Starts tomorrow.
All right. Well, President Obama's new health care law forces doctors to switch to electronic medical records. But what happens if that data gets hacked? The Reason Foundation's Matt Welch is here to help us figure this one out. What happens, Matt, if that, you know, everything gets hacked? So eventually it will.
Well, the problem here is that it's the central repository is run by the government. This is, and we don't know what rules they're going to use to safeguard these records and make sure it's not abused in some way. Americans aren't afraid of giving their privacy or giving information to people if they opt in, if it's their choice.
Right.
Presidents have been talking about having the dream of electronic records and medical records since, you know, as long as they've been talking about getting away from fossil fuels. You know, it's the ultimate dream. But when you do it from the government down, as opposed to making consumer-driven healthcare, you're never going to see it happen.
And, you know, it's one thing, you know, one of the big stories is Sony losing 100 data from 100 million people, and that's a gigantic corporation. We're talking about an individual doctor having to make sure that electronic records are secure. And, you know, people don't give up their personal medical stuff the same way they'll give up an email address or a login or a password.
And one of the problems, too, is that medical records are just all over the map. You have the medical records with Medicare. You have it with third-party insurance companies. So many different people with skin in the game that it's difficult to even harmonize it and make it useful, let alone something that you can feel like is protected.
But the notion, I guess, is that there's no way around this because it's mandated. You can't opt in. I mean, as a business, as a doctor, and as a patient, this is something we're going to have to do.
The strange thing is that we're going to have to root for the government to be incompetent. It's like, what happens if the DMV...
Oh, that's an easy one, I think, you know?
Think about the difference between the DMV and AAA, right? The DMV is not going to make usable driving records for you in any user-friendly way. The AAA is going to because it is consumer-based, and people will voluntarily share their information with AAA in that case. The government is going to bungle this. The question is, how can we mitigate the risks to us?
Well, on that note, if doctors are liable for this, then this puts them in a very awkward position.
Of course, and there will be safeguards written into that to protect them, protect everybody except the consumer in this case. There's no way that anything that's related to Obamacare is going to endanger big medical companies, big insurance.
So then what you're suggesting is that there's a chance that someone can get my medical records and no one's liable. The government, the doctor, no one. My stuff is just stolen and used in any kind of way.
When you make politics in the center of health care, those decisions are going to be political. They're not going to be based on relief and justice for individual Americans.
And then you wonder if the information is not accurate and can it be used against you, and all of a sudden now you're trying to prove your innocence versus being prejudged.
And you're worried about whether a prospective employer is going to be able
to
rifle through it and then make
I don't like this at all.
I don't know who would
invasion
be
of privacy, big time.
Yeah. Chris?
No, I'm not excited about it. No, I guarantee you that stripper that's trying to take down Credit Suisse is not very excited about it.
She was excited about the gold story because she's
making a presumption she's not the epitome of health.
Madwell, I know we took you off into an area that you're not familiar with exotic dancers. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate
it. Thank you for
having me. All righty. Next, congressional lightning round with Congressman Kevin Brady. How many topics can we fit into a 3-minute interview? You're about to find out.